It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm PJ Hansen, your host. After much preparation and discussion, the city of Sonora has a new operating budget for the fiscal year that started July 1st. It's an important document put together each year that lays out the plans for city services over the coming 12 months. Here to talk about what it all includes is Sonora City Administrator Melissa Eads and Sonora Mayor Ann Segerstrom. It's great to have both of you back in studio today.
Thanks for having us.
We are happy to be here.
So I'll start first with Melissa Eads. Can you talk a little bit about the fiscal year that ended June 30th and kind of give us a snapshot of how finances looked at the end of the fiscal year?
Absolutely. Things are looking strong for the city of Sonora at the end of our fiscal year. We had just slightly over $12 million in fund balance, and we had $3.9 million in Measure Y funding that we were able to prioritize for capital projects and council priority projects going into our next budget cycle. So we ended the year strong, and we completed 90% of our Tier 1 strategic planning goals and priorities.
Mayor Segerstrom, anything you'd like to add about the end of the year finances?
Well, I mean, the council was extensively informed by our staff about where we stood financially, what each of our agencies and departments, what they projected, what their accomplishments were in the past year, and what they were projecting for our next year. It was a really exciting time to hear everyone how invested they are in the city and how what their vision is for the future and for their departments and agencies. So we had about 12 hours worth of discussion about the upcoming budget, how we want funds, our $3.9 million funds to be expended. And the council, for the most part, is really united in looking at the future of Sonora, at our growth, at continued prosperity, at reserving as much as we can in the face of a really uncertain future to ensure that Sonora continues to flourish in these next years.
So getting more into some of those topics, first off, though, City Administrator Eads, can you tell us a little bit about where the city's revenues come from and the pots of money that the city receives?
Sure. Our general fund is $14 million. We have a total budget of $17 million. That's comprised of additional state and federal funds in addition to our local funding allocations. Sales tax is the biggest generator of local revenue for the city of Sonora. We've projected nearly $7.3 million in sales tax in this year's budget. We have Measure I transfers that'll be coming in nearly about $3 million. Property tax is the next highest, and that comes in about $1 million annually, followed by cannabis and TOT, which are about $600,000 and $500,000, respectively. So those are the major leaders in terms of revenue generation for us.
So those projections that you just mentioned, how did they compare it to like last year? Were they kind of about the same, little up, little down?
So that's a great question. Unfortunately for City of Sonora, that's one of the challenges that we are facing right now. Though we are stable, we have a considerable amount in reserve, and we have Measure Y, which was the saving grace for our city's future over the next 5 to 8 years. Unfortunately, sales tax revenue declined about $1 million over the last 2 years. So as you know, we've had several big box business closures. Those businesses are being replaced by non-income generating purposes, whether those be government uses or medical facilities. So we are really working hard to maintain that sales tax base, work with our council in terms of developing plans for economic development, as well as defining what a growth strategy for the city of Sonora will look like. And I think if we go back to our commitment to the taxpayers with Measure Y, it was to develop just that, a growth strategy. They did not want us returning to them year after year asking for tax increases. They wanted to know how we prioritize long-term sustainability of our city and how we grow that tax base rather than continuing to tax the existing.
With this new budget, did you have to make any cuts compared to last year, or were you able to keep it pretty satisfying?
We are growing. So we are growing those reserves, as Ann mentioned. We had $12 million in fund balance. We added to those reserve levels. We are aggressively planning to sustain our labor force for at least 5 to 8 years at their existing levels. That is the challenge that council has given us, is to try to protect market competitive wages for the existing labor force as long as we possibly can. So we remain committed to that reserve allocation. And then we actually grew 3.9 and added projects. Now, unfortunately, there are no plans to add new staffing. So while workload continues to grow, we won't be adding new positions to our city. But we have a dedicated team of people really committed to working hard and committed to quality levels of service and demonstrating to our community that their investment and their vote on Measure Y was a good decision for City of Sonora.
Mayor Segerstrom, I imagine that Measure Y funding, that was kind of a breath of fresh air for council members to be able to utilize those funds.
Well, and the council worked toward the passage of Measure Y. I think it's, you know, I tip my hat to the people of Sonora for their trust in the council and their vision that Sonora wants to remain independent and a incorporated city. I mean, there were some rocky times there where, you know, the incorporation might have been dissolved. So the Measure Y was definitely a vote for Sonora, and the council took that as a vote of confidence that we could move forward with a lot of our initiatives.
And City Administrator Eads, just to clarify, that you hear from Tuolumne County Government, they do a preliminary budget and then usually a final budget around September. The city does its final budget before July 1st, is that correct?
Absolutely. So our final budget has been approved and we begin implementing July 1.
How about like infrastructure and like road projects? Is there anything notable that stands out with this new budget?
We are so excited about that. So we've spent the last few years really getting focused on that strategic plan, the long-term financial planning, and then stabilizing public safety. So PD's been a big priority. I think that we've taken some big steps in that area, and now I think we're going to be spending the next 2 to 3 years really focused on capital project delivery, the things that people see and feel on the streets. So we are working on the environmental document for Snell Road reconstruction, and so the council has seen some preliminary designs there. So we are looking at the realignment of that roadway, the addition of curb, gutter, and sidewalks, and maybe some alleviation of speed and traffic pressure that vehicles are placing on the homes that border that roadway. So we are really excited about that. We are also really investing in parking lots. So we have a lot of deferred maintenance, probably, I think, estimated to be over $75 million in deferred maintenance altogether. When you consider our main drain, our sidewalks, and our road infrastructure, we're starting with what we can and the things that we hear most about, and that's parking in Sonora. So we want to make sure that we expand parking options. We've bought a new parking lot on Stewart Street and Church, so we hope to reconstruct that this year. We will be focused on Lion Street parking lot, as well as rehabilitating that. We are doing some sidewalk repairs. We've prioritized the farmers market parking lot for those sidewalk repairs. The council's given us nearly $800,000 towards road reconstruction and repaving. So while that doesn't go far in the world of road construction, we have something to work with, and we're just excited for the community to start experiencing that. We have some money for road restriping, and so that's an area where we need to do some work from a safety perspective. And then our engineering team has secured $450,000 in federal funding for a Safe Streets for All grant, and we look forward to prioritizing on a systemic, system-wide basis, the transportation needs of our community. We hear a lot about congested roadways, pedestrian vehicle accidents, speeding within our communities. So we have some areas where people bypass our state route, they speed through neighborhoods and local roadways. We really want to start looking at our city on a city-wide basis as to how we can start to address those from a capital project delivery or from an enforcement perspective. So that's just a few.
Need to take a quick break. We're talking about the City of Sonora's new budget that took effect July 1st. Joined in studio today by the City Administrator Melissa Eads and the Sonora Mayor Ann Segerstrom. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
We welcome you back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're talking with a pair of leaders from the City of Sonora. We have Sonora Mayor Ann Segerstrom and Sonora City Administrator Melissa Eads. We're focusing on the new city budget that just took effect on July 1st. It's a major document that's a plan for the next 12 months in the City of Sonora. I'll go over to Mayor Segerstrom as we ended last segment. City Administrator Eads was talking a little bit about some of the infrastructure projects and different things included in the budget. I'm curious if you have more to add and just kind of some observations.
Yes, well, our newest parking lot will be behind the current fountain parking lot. We bought the Simons property there, and it will be complementary to the other parking lot. So also tipping our hat to the city history, I believe there's a couple more concrete pillars that are going to be added to the aesthetics, and I think welcome parking close to the Opera House. And speaking of parking, this morning I was up at 6 a.m., and there was really a pretty loud noise coming, and I looked up, and it was this city street sweeper. And we do have a street sweeper. It covers all the city streets. It was paid for by Measure Y funds. And if more people parked off the street, we would have cleaner streets. If you notice that you aren't getting the street sweeper as effectively as it could be, just remember to put your car in your driveway. So and especially up and down Washington Street and the streets that we care about with our public. I also wanted to note that we have been very assiduously cleaning up the cracks in the sidewalks. We get a lot of trip complaints. Our city is old, it is historic, and the sidewalks, reflect that. But our Public Works Department is out there every day making sure that our sidewalks are smooth, that our streets are clean, that I think the trash is picked up twice a week. And we'd really appreciate it if people didn't break the trash cans. Those were new a couple of years ago, and now they already look like veterans of, intergalactic attack. So, just to know that our city is, we're very conscious of maintaining our infrastructure and moving on. So, yeah.
Well, I'll go back to City Administrator Eads. You had mentioned the strategic plan put together by the city. Can you elaborate a little bit more on that and how that ties into the budget?
Yeah, absolutely. So City Council with Measure Y has a big focus on accountability and transparency to the taxpayer. And so our strategic plan was an effort to get focused on our investments and to develop the policy goals and objectives that staff could aggressively work towards achieving. And so the city was really proud to present to our city council that of the tier one priority projects since the adoption of our strategic plan 2 years ago, staff has completed 90% of those goals and objectives. And so they were working aggressively at warp speed. And I'm really proud, and I know that our mayor is proud of the team of people that are working to help accomplish these goals within our community. Some of those goals and objectives, number one is we wanted to stabilize our workforce. We wanted the quality of life and market wages to be the thing that attracts a dedicated, loyal workforce to the City of Sonora. So we completed a class and comp study and then successfully moved forward with negotiating multi-year labor agreements with 3 of 5 of our labor units. We focused on long-term financial planning, really looking at 5 to 8 year planning and forecast periods so that fiscal sustainability, our number one priority goal. We could communicate to the council concerns we had about that as a goal and priority. We stabilized PD staffing levels, and this was a huge success, and it is 100% attributed to Measure Y and the taxpayers of City of Sonora. They prioritize public safety, and PD was down 60% of their workforce. So with Measure Y, we were able to increase wages, offer sign-on bonuses. We were able to replace their patrol fleet, which was aging and actually just falling apart on the roadway as they drove. And we were able to replace their dispatch center as well. So those are big accomplishments that we're very proud of, and they go a long way in terms of our recruitment and retention efforts for PD. And in the first time in, I think, a 20-year history that I believe I've been told, they reached 10 full-time officers, which was a big accomplishment for us.
Mayor Segerstrom, having five council members with different backgrounds, different goals and priorities, was it difficult to put together a strategic plan?
In my 1 year as mayor, I've been very impressed with, we're diverse. We have three council members under 40, which I think is a huge advantage for the council, because these are the people that are going to be living with our decisions, and it brings a whole new perspective, especially for myself and Councilmember Plummer, who have a little bit of experience on the council. It's good to hear fresh ideas and new perspectives, but we also work well together. I mean, there's we're able to discuss things, especially in closed session, and come to an agreement. And so I think that it bodes well for the next year that we have found a good working relationship among ourselves.
City Administrator Eads, what's taking place right now when it comes to economic development and looking at ways to help existing businesses?
The city has made a substantial investment in this year's budget on economic development and the development of a growth strategy. So we are working with our community development director. We have on board an economic development consultant, and he will be bringing a plan to the city council soon with some strategies and objectives we hope to get some direction on. And I think we also plan on working on an economic incentive program for our local businesses as well. So I would tell everybody to look forward to those planning documents to be released soon.
I know you had that survey as well. Did you get quite a bit of feedback from that?
We have gotten a substantial amount of feedback. I believe over 300 responses to that survey. So we are currently analyzing all of that data. We're thankful for the people that participate. You can really tell what this community cares about, and it is their business community, economic development, those quality of life amenities, and then growing this community with the same culture and values and heritage that they appreciate about City of Sonora. So, yes, we appreciate the feedback.
Mayor Segerstrom, how about you? What's your thoughts on economic development and helping local businesses?
Well, I'm definitely a pro-growth person, and I came into office that way. You know, I think Sonora needs to grow. I mean, we can't stay confined and constrained within our current boundaries. We have to look for new ways to generate revenue, especially when current revenue sources are dwindling. So I'm really looking forward to our economic development reports. And I think that over the next couple of years, the community can expect some pretty vigorous and aggressive notions about how we're going to deal with the economic uncertainty of the future.
So stay tuned. We need to take a quick break. We're talking with Sonora City Administrator Melissa Eads and Sonora Mayor Ann Segerstrom on this weekend's Motherload Views, talking about City of Sonora issues and a big focus on the new budget that took effect July 1st, the spending plan for the new year and its impacts. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherload Views brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll have our final segment in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
We're focusing on the city of Sonora on this weekend's Motherlode Views, primarily the new budget that was just passed for the fiscal year that started July 1st. We're joined in studio today by Sonora Mayor Ann Segerstrom and Sonora City Administrator Melissa Eads. Melissa Eads, I'll go back to you. One thing that was referenced earlier, the police department is looking for a new police station potentially. Is that included in the new budget this year? And can you kind of give us an update on planning for that?
We do have some funds set aside to continue planning for our new police facility. So we have invested $50,000 in a feasibility study for a new police department and an analysis of our existing facility. And the community may not know, but the police department is 50% of our city workforce. So we have 25 employees that work for that department, both in dispatch and sworn police officers and our community service officers. And they occupy a professional space of just about 2,400 square feet. We've determined they need a facility that is about 16,000 square feet to operate kind of a modern state-of-the-art police department. And so we are working on identifying a finance strategy and a funding plan for what could potentially be a $25 million project. And so City Council has identified some funding for lobbying resources and marketing and outreach resources so that we can start to tell this story of need to our community. We think that public safety is a number one priority for the residents of the city of Sonora. And then we are also out there really working with our state elected officials. Senator Alvarado Gill has visited the police department several times. We feel the strength of her support when it comes to the need for this project. So we just want to continue to keep the story out there, make sure the community is aware of the need, and then how it'll really benefit us in terms of our recruitment and retention efforts with our law enforcement.
Yeah, Mayor Segerstrom?
Yeah, well, Melissa did mention there's 24 people in 2,400 square feet, and I've often called the facility a hobbit house. There's only one emergency exit, and it's a window out into Sonora Creek. So it's not a safe place for our police force to be working either. And we're looking for a location as well. We've been looking at several sites around town because we do need, of course, access out onto city streets without trying not to go through neighborhoods. The downtown location is convenient, but certainly constricted, and cars are parked on top of each other. So our police force also is so dedicated and loyal. I mean, they need a better facility, and I know our chief is hanging on to retire after the facility is built. So we want to do this for Chief Vanderweel, because he is a sterling leader and the spine of our police force.
Sorry, BJ. I just wanted to add as well, so that residents of the city of Sonora realize, I think when it comes to major investments like this, one of the things that we want to demonstrate is accountability to the taxpayers. And one of the things that we're doing in this year's budget that I forgot to mention is our own internal real estate evaluation. So all of our vacant lands, our existing buildings, their value, the highest and best use for those facilities, and whether or not we should liquidate some of those assets to bring our own local funding sources to the solution of the police department is a plan and a proposal that we will be bringing to the city council this year as well.
Good to know. Also, I want to ask you a little bit about fire service as well, staying on the theme of public safety. Tuolumne County government has had some concerns looking to the future because they have a federal SAFER grant that's going to expire. What is kind of the city's situation when it comes to fire services right now?
We have stability with our department. We do not rely on the SAFER grants for the staffing of our fire department. And we are currently recruiting for a full-time fire chief. So we are in a moment of transition there. But for right now, our fire department has some financial stability with Measure Y and our general fund investment to that department. Our fire focus this year is adding resources to fuel reduction and vegetation management. So we've got a number of projects that we are working on in terms of our right-of-way, identifying critical evacuation routes, routes. And then also we have successfully partnered with CAL FIRE and our fire safe communities, and there will be a grant project that will be coming to Dragon Gulch relatively soon. So we're thankful for that partnership, but no, I feel that we have stability with our fire department. And with City of Sonora being designated 100% very high fire severity zone, we think it's of critical importance to maintain that department.
How about unfunded liabilities in the city? That's something we haven't talked about yet. How are things looking and concerns you have there?
Sure. That's always a topic of discussion. And so that's another area where the city has been prioritizing the long-term fiscal sustainability of our finances. And so City Council, with their strategic plan, they have set up a 115 trust where they are making annual allocations to deal with our unfunded pension liability. Our unfunded pension liability sits at about $13 million. And so as those payments are scheduled to increase over the upcoming years, we've aggressively been increasing those reserve payments so that we could stabilize those cost impacts to our budget over time. So I'm proud of our finance director, Chris Gorski, who's put together that plan. And we hope to lessen the burden of our unfunded pension liability on our taxpayers so that we can still continue to bring to them investments in capital project delivery. And then I think other important things to note to our taxpayers is that the City of Sonora has no debt. And so I think that that is a great benefit to our taxpayers. And if you have anything else that you wanted to add to that.
Well, I do know that the state has also realigned their retirement system from PERS to PEPRA. So our commitments and our liabilities will reduce in about a decade as our employees retire. Of course, that's a long-term kind of projection, but it will lessen the responsibilities and the liabilities of the city for the long term.
Question to either one of you, too. I imagine it's difficult sometimes to project the next 12 months what finances are going to look like. What are some things out there on the horizon or uncertainties that you're keeping an eye on? I'll go over to City Administrator.
I think for me, we're just managing a local government in an era of uncertainty. I think the loss of sales tax revenue is something that we are working aggressively to plan for and stabilize. I think at City of Sonora, the culture is one that every challenge is recognized, but seen as an opportunity to be better and do better. So I have a high degree of confidence that we will work collectively to plan the city's future in a successful way. I think deferred maintenance, obviously a challenge. Our road conditions, obviously a challenge. And this moment of state and federal budget deficits, you know, have me concerned that we might be in this on our own for a little while. And so I think we will continue to aggressively try to build those partnerships with our state and federal partners so that we can leverage our local revenue with state and federal funding rather than relying on our local revenue to do so much of the heavy lifting that we have before us. And I think that, you know, we're not unlike the county and even businesses on our main streets where our costs as a local government are increasing faster than new revenue. And so our challenge is going to be, what is that growth strategy and how do we plan our city future?
We've got about less than a minute left on this weekend show. Mayor Segerstrom, I'll go back to you. Any final words you'd like to make today?
Well, certainly, I just want to say how proud I am of the City of Sonora and their staff. Our staff has just been incredible this past year in taking the reins of our commitments for in our programs and seeing it through. The 90% completion of our top tier priorities is amazing, and I'm very proud and it's not personal accomplishment, but it's something that I want to take out to the rest of the city and just say, look at what's being done around you and celebrate with us that we have a year coming that's full of challenges, but we will take them on and we will strive forward and keep the city as a prosperous place. And we also want to wish everyone a very happy holiday weekend and come and see us in Sonora and spend lots of money.
Well, and on that note, Mayor Segerstrom, City Administrator Eads, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. We'll see you back next week for more Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.